our desires from the devil or the divine? Desire. The word has been shamed for so long in the spiritual community now that it's almost a sin to utter the word. So then what? If one says that I'm on a spiritual path, then is it forbidden to have a desire? So then you say that you can't say the words I want or I desire, right? Well, this is exactly where we've been shaming the feminine energy. We've been blocking the sacral chakra for so long, which expresses itself unapologetically by just saying, I want, I desire. So now I question that very cult, the spiritual cult, which says that you cannot say I want. Then isn't saying I want to be on a spiritual path also a desire? Isn't it also saying I want something now? Now, just because it doesn't have to do anything with the physical realm, isn't it still a desire? Well, you might be saying, I don't want anything else but the journey of the spiritual actualization. Even then, my friends, even then, it is I want, and which is absolutely fine. If you're alive, you will have at least the most minimalistic desire of becoming nothing, of becoming one with the divine, but you still want, and that's why we are here in the physical realm, to say I want. And as long as we are breathing, God puts those desires, those wishes, dreams in our hearts to be realized through us, to be actualized in us, to be materialized by us. So in case you've oppressed, suppressed, shamed any of your desires in the name of spirituality or lack of self-worth, you know, even that's sometimes the case, that, you know, you think you do not deserve it, or, you know, or fool yourself by saying you do not need it. Either way, you have set yourself up to be a prisoner to those desires. Yes, you are a prisoner to those desires. And hence, a part of your being will always be caged with those desires that you've caged. Hence, acknowledging your desire is the beginning of your freedom. I promise. God puts those desires in our hearts so that we bring life to our heaven on earth. To say I want is to let your heart speak for you. To say I want is to say I know my heaven and I am in charge of it. To say I want is to live that free will which says yes to this human, beautiful human experience we are meant to live. By the way, which also says yes to the spiritual experience, because they are not separate. And that is what the phrase means, as above, so below. Or so what is below, that's above as well. You know? So when we wholeheartedly learn to say I want, we allow ourselves to experience God by unraveling the mysterious truth hidden behind those desires. And in doing so, we get to meet God. Now, is desire a devil? Does it come from the devil or the divine? Well, to answer that, it's like everything else, you know, it's the intention that makes it what it is. And I always love giving the example of a knife. I always did that when I was a doc, when I was practicing as a medical doctor. I always told my patients when they asked that, you know, is this going to be harmful? Is this procedure going to be harmful? So I gave the example of a knife. So it's not really the knife which is evil or godly in itself. It's just a tool. But what makes it what it is from where you're coming, the intention from which, with which you're using it, right? And same goes with the desire. It's the intention of a desire. So know the intention and then you know which ones to follow up with and which ones to drop. So now take a deep breath with me and repeat along me. I say yes to all the desires put in my heart by God. I am detached to all my desires as they are taken care of by the Lord. And I take full responsibility of all my desires as they are my gifts to explore. I allow life to thrive through me. I allow light to shine through me. I allow love to wipe through me. I allow all of me. So dear friends, dare to dream your desires, divinity making itself into destiny. You know, you can take a moment, you can take a paper if you're called to, and put it out in words, sentences, a vision, an essay of an experience, a series of moments, you know, anything, whatever your heart's desire looks like, and broadcast your, you know, your heaven on earth, wherever you're called to. I love you, and I'll reach you next Wednesday.